not ask for this woman to be bribed. Dearly beloved, we have gathered here in the face of this company in the presence of God to join together in holy matrimony this man and this woman, which is honorable as declared by St. Paul among all men. It is therefore not by him he entered into you unadvisedly or rightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God. Into this holy state, these two persons say we come now to be joined. If there's anyone here that can show a just cause why they should not be lawful joined in this holy matrimony, let them now speak or forever hold a peace. I will require and will charge you both, as you will surely answer it at the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed. That if either of you know any impediment why you should not be lawful joined together in this holy matrimony, you will now confess it. For be it assured unto you that any persons that are joined, otherwise than God's word does allow, their marriage is not lawful. But believe, if you have duly considered the solemn obligation that you are about to assume, that you have prepared to enter upon the same, reverently, discreetly, wisely, and in the fear of God, I shall propose to you the marriage covenant. You will declare the same as you join your right hand. When you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in this holy state of matrimony, do you promise to love, honor, and care, in sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only unto her as long as you both live?
Father,
will you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband, to live together in this holy matrimony? Do you promise to love, honor, care, and sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only unto him as long as you both live?
Father,
I will require a token of you in this covenant betwixt you and me will always be kept. Now, will you join your right hands together again upon the word of God? Let's bow in. Almighty God, who married the first man and woman in the Garden of Eden, joining together your own creation, we do realize today that this commission has been carried out down through the ages until this very wedding. Father, thou art the only one who can join hearts one to the other. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, as this has been done by your wise counsel, that you have brought this young Christian boy and Christian girl together to unite in this holy ceremony today to be husband and wife to each other throughout life's journey. We pray that you will bless them, bless their home, make them an example, Lord, in the neighborhood where they will make their home. In this day that we live, when the divorce courts are so crowded and overrun with divorces, may it never be so with this young man and this young woman. God grant that they will be happy, healthy, make them fruitful, Lord, and multiply to replenish the earth as thou didst commission us to do at the beginning. And as thou didst bless Isaac and Rebecca, and they brought forth their faithful children, may it be so with this couple also, Father. Bless them, we pray. And now, by the power of my commission given to me by Almighty God to be his servant and minister to me by an angel, I pronounce this man and this woman husband and wife in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. rock, and we have witnessed today that two hearts can still beat as one. And we have just performed this ceremony and sent a young man and a young woman from their home to go make a home of their own. We are minded, O God, of another great procession there will be someday when Jesus comes to receive his bride. And as we witness a little lady standing spotless in her bridal gown, oh God, may we keep our souls unspotted from the things of the world, that we might be loved by him who is our lover when we come to that hour. Grant it, Lord, and we pray that your blessings will be with each of us, and may we live for that time when we'll take part in the great event that this symbolizes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Perfect. Mr. Small, the congratulations for a fine ceremony by the wonderful man. We give you a very thank you. The Lord bless you. Is it only another year of Father Martin? No, no, no. Well, fine. I guess the other children stand in congratulations. That's not my plan. Well, I think you just continue on in that church. All the same women. This would be a good time to preach with you. Well, I just got to start off the beach now. I'm going to go up there and start some of it. Service is continued at the Westward Hall Ballroom tomorrow afternoon. Until then, the Lord bless you all. So the dial is really good seeing you. It's nice seeing you down. Or sister, she is?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yes. Very nice day, I think. How are you?